ऐसा नहीं, इसलिए मैं पैसा के लिए आपके पास में आया हूँ। कुछ आप दे दीजिए तो मैं अपनी लड़की की शादी कर दूँ। Brahman was weeping and went to Krishna and told that I have a daughter and I want to give marriage to that daughter. Also, a very beautiful bride is bride or bridegroom. I have selected and fixed the date, but I have no money to give. So I have come to you. He told, what you want? I want gold or money. Oh, you want gold? Because gold is money. So he made a what?
Scale.
A scale. In India, we have some scale, taraju, that is called. If any, you want to weigh, you get the weight 1 kilo, 2 kilo, 4 kilo, 40 kilo, 100 kilo, and another. We give something. So Krishna made like this and he sat on one side. He told that I want to dance. Yes. But Brahmins, they don't give any dance. They want to take always take. Nothing to give a single paisa to others. Especially Kali Yuga Brahman. So Krishna, that Brahmin told to Krishna that I want Khan, which I am giving you. So he gave Radhika advance to Brahmin. As a donation. He began to weep more loudly that I have won daughter already. I am giving you all the second daughter. I will have to give marry first daughter and then second daughter. I have no form for first daughter. How can I give marriage to the second? मैं इसको कैसे दे सकता हूँ? हमारे पास में नहीं है, पहले से घर में बैठी है कन्या, उसी की शादी नहीं दे रहा और ये दूसरी कन्या दे दिया। He began to weep. Then Krishna told that Radhika also began to weep that he has given me to a Brahmin. So, at last, Krishna wetted Srimati Radhika in gold and that gold was given to Brahmin. उन्होंने राधा जी को तराजू में बैठा करके उसको सोने से तौल करके और ब्राह्मण को दे दिया। ब्राह्मण was satisfied and he took and returned Radhika. So, Brahmin like this, he was cheated at all. He could not take Srimati Radhika. If he had taken Srimati Radhika, Krishna was also controlled and whole world was in his hand. But he was so greedy that he took gold money, but he did that to Radhika. So today Brahmins are like that also. They want money. They want only dance. They will not get, if they are so rich person, but yet they will not. But actual thing is that your Deha Kunda, we should give up our this body, this soul, mind, heart, money, everything what we possess to Guru Deha, to Vaishnava. That Guru Deha may offer myself by everything in the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the main thing, essence of all these things. So, we have not given our soul, body, mind to Guru or any Vaishnava like this. We cannot offer ourselves in the lotus feet of conjugal. So, here coming, we should try to give our everything to qualified Guru and to the feet of lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
So, I am class, he has spoken very nicely and covered many aspects, and he always keep on turning different aspects according to Maharaj's instructions. Maharaj was enjoying also for some portion of the thing he was explaining. He started with one of the most famous poem of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in which he is aspiring for, craving that I should take birth in Barsana and should get married in Javad. This is the inner desire Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing. Then what will happen? Whatever other bhav and feeling I have at all will go away. And only gopi bhav will stay in me, and in that bhav I will be able to serve Radharani. This is the aspiration of great Acharya like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Then Shivanand Prabhu was explaining one thing, that in the scriptures it is found that Radharani's glorification has been mentioned, explained by two different manners. Two types of Acharya and Vaishnava and Bhakt has come so far. One who has tried to conceal it, and one who has very openly explained it. He said, in our line of Guru work also, there had been some Acharyas who have taken Radharani inside their heart and kept it closed. Heart is called Gufa. Gufa means cave, and you close it. This will not manifest it to all. But some of our Acharya has very clearly manifested it to all. Why it is so that they have not explained and expressed it clearly? Then he said, in fact, Radharani brings Shingar Ras. And in order to sweeten this rus, it is required that it should be indirect, not direct. And then Maharaj took mic and spoke something before you, that there is a person who knows four language. Who is he? And he is sitting here having a collar box.
Blue eyes.
And has blue eyes. Who is he? He says, look, Sri Narayan Mahaji sitting, not be so much sweet as we'll see, speak like this. This is called indirect description. So our many Vedas and Upanishads were explained by many sages who are really dearer and dearest of Srila Mati Radharani But they did not explain Radharani in their narration so vividly and explicitly. They considered it in order to make it more
sweet.
This is the important point. In Hindi, it is called Parokshavad. What is called? Parokshavad. Here you try to conceive. He said that, let us see Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is star Gayatri. Who is Adhishtrati Devi of Gayatri? Radharani. And it ends with Gayatri. So all from the very beginning to end, there is only one tattva prevailing, that is Radharani in Bhagavad. And apparently it appears that Radharani's name is not at all mentioned in Bhagavad. But fact is this, that in each and every particle of Bhagavatam, word of Bhagavatam, Radharani is there. Not only in Bhagavatam, Ved Vyasa has mentioned all the scriptures, it contains Radharani. If we take Bhagavatam and we try to analyze Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam starts with Bha. Bha means Urja. Urja means energy. The source of energy, Adhishtrati of energy is Radharani. So this world itself establishes the prominency of Radharani. And then Maharaj took it and he explained that first verse of Bhagavatam, Ravind Prabhu spoke, Satyam Param Dhimi and many others. Then Tejo Vari Mridam. In this Tej, Tej means energy. Tej means energy. But what is the source of energy? Adhishtrati of energy. Adhishtrati of energy is Radharani. Then Maharaj was explaining Gayatri. Bhrago Devasya. Bhrago means energy. And Devasya means of Dev. Devasya. Devasya means of Dev. That is energy of Dev. And who is Dev? Dev is Krishna. So Krishna's energy. Then what we do? Dhimai. We try to meditate upon. Whom? Krishna's energy. And what is that? Radharani. So Gayatri stresses to meditate upon that. But not directly, it's indirect. That is called Parokshavad. So, Krishna's Savroop Shakti is Aladhani Shakti Radharani. Krishna's Savroop Shakti, that his internal potency is, in fact, Aladhani Shakti's name is Radharani. Krishna enjoys Prem Ras to Radharani only. What is called in English? That's it. That he enjoys with by Prem Ras by Radharani only. That's it. I with no one else. Then he quoted one shlok, Devi Krishna Mai.
Prokta Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mai, Sarva Kanti, Sanmohini Para.
And Maharaj asked him to explain a little bit and he was explaining, he explained only one word, that is Devi. It means?
He is still feeling, picking up that he should explain everything, but still it's getting late. Devi means Sundari. Most beautiful and Gunmai. Gunmai means full of qualities.
Oh, pehle shabd kya bola? Duti?
Krishna Kida ki Barsati Nagari.
Nee, pehle
Devi. Dut mana Parama Sundari.
Dut mana?
Mana Prakash mana? Prakash. Parama Sundari.
She is most beautiful and full of qualities. Then he said one thing that if we talk about Krishna Tattva, when we talk about Krishna Tattva, not Ras portion, which Tattva? Tattva, Tattva Gyan. Then we find Krishna as Sat, Chit and Anand. When we talk about Tattva, then Krishna is Sat, Chit, Anand. But when he is with Krishna, with Radharani.
Is Loki Bekha Gali. Devi Mane, Krishna Kida ki Varsati Nagari. जो कृष्ण कृष्ण एकमात्र राधा जी में ही लीला विलास करते हैं। क्यों? राधा जी के अंदर जितना प्रेम रस प्रकाशित होता है, जितना अष्टनायिका का भाव प्रकाशित होता है, और किसी में नहीं है। इसलिए समर्था रति पर आया ना।
He is explaining Devi's meaning more. You will enjoy it. See, she, where Krishna enjoys with whom? Only the person, only the Devi with whom Krishna enjoys. So, she is called Samartha Rati. You know Samartha? Samartha means perfectly expert. Perfectly expert. In which thing she is expert? In a Rati. Rati means giving Krishna's loveful enjoyment. She is perfect. So this is definition of Devi. And he explained it. And he said,
मैं बता रहा हूँ उसको देखना, correct करना, English समझने की कोशिश करना.
What could I understand what he was saying? He said, when Krishna is described Tatoda without Radha Rani, when we describe him, we say he is Sachidanand. Krishna Sachidanand Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. We are not describing right now Radha Rani. But when we say with Radha Rani, then we say Raso Vesa. When we explain him without Radha Rani, we explain him Satchit Anand. But when we explain him with Radha Rani, then we take out this word Sachidanand, and instead that we say Raso Vesa.
ऐसे राधामंद ने चेतन महाप्रभु को कहा, चेतन चेतामृत में राधा तत्व में वर्णन आता है।
Yes, and this has been explained by Raya Ramanand in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the quality of Radha Rani is that from her limb and body, the fragrance come out, and this fragrance itself is competent enough that the Krishna becomes attracted to her. She has got all the qualities, topmost quality, and what is that? That she controls Krishna. This is the topmost quality. She is queen of all the qualities. Why? Because she is the most capable, she has most biggest capability of controlling Krishna. This is the quality she has got. That is why she is said to be caring and having topmost qualities. And the same thing he explained by some shlokas and different sentences in Hindi. He was explaining one thing, otherwise in some scriptures it is said that Radha and Krishna one. And one is, one means like Gaurang, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one. But for Leela Vilas they become two. For Leela Vilas they become two. Then he was explaining very nicely, Gune Rati Variyasi. The same thing. I told you that he was explaining the same thing in different shlokas and different sentences. She is having topmost qualities. And the biggest quality is that in Rati, that Krishna, giving love to Krishna, she is topmost in this quality. So these are the stairs that goes to the topmost. So, जो राधा जी के चरणों की ब्रज की उनके भक्तों का आश्रय नहीं लेते, वो श्याम स्वरूप रस का आह्वान कैसे कर सकते हैं? He was explaining in from the same verse that therefore those who don't take shelter of Radha Rani, those who don't take shelter of this Vrindavan, and those who don't take shelter of devotees of Radha Rani, they cannot enter into Krishna Tattva at all. Now he was explaining that Radha's Rati, the love for Krishna, is explained in, it has got two wings. two type of manifestation. One is virah and one is milan. Explaining virah, he said that in extreme virah, Radharani says to Gopi, it's not too much. I can't bear myself and I am going to die. Would you please do one thing? My dead body, you hang it on some altar so that I don't have Krishna with me, at least his remembrance will be with me, with my body. Or you do one thing. When I die, then distribute five elements of my body at that place where Krishna is there. In a way that by those elements I may be able to serve Krishna. This is the extreme state of virah. She is so much in love with Krishna that world Kree makes her unconscious, absorbed into it. And what happens when she hears Krishna? So, महाभाव समरूपर राधा जी के बराबर कौन हो सकता है? हर ईच एंड एवरी पार्ट इज मेड ऑफ महाभाव. शी इज टोटली ड्रेस्ड इन महाभाव. हु कैन बी इक्वल टू हर? नो वन कैन बी इक्वल टू हर. ही सेड वन थिंग मोर विच आई एक्सप्लेन. What is the characteristic in Radharani? There are so many ladies, chaste ladies, pure ladies mentioned in our scripture, and gopis also, but she is put on the topmost. Why? Why gopis are said to be the better than all? Because in their sacrifice they go to the extent that they give up their dharma. Which dharma? That they give up their household dharma also. It is very difficult. To give up money is not problem, to give up other things is not problem, but to give up dharma is very name, to give up these things is very difficult. But gopis give up that also. And Radharani's name is over that. Why? He was explaining she does not give up this dharma only. There is another dharm, that is Nari dharm. She gives up that also. What is Nari dharm? Nari dharm that when he is with a Purush, she gets allure. But Radharani never gets allure. She never has tinge of lust in her at all. Even a personality like Krishna is showing his full Purushattva before her. That is the characteristic she has which none of ladies so far has got. So her love is love, not lust. So such is the glorification of Radharani, whose dust of whose lotus feet, when Krishna takes on his head, he becomes Rasraj. Without that, he is not Rasraj. Then what to speak of others? So why should not we also try to bow before and prostrate and pay our obeisances to that dust. God Premanande.
In this way, Arup Goswami says, Karuna Karumai, Karuna Bharite, Sanaka Sanatan, Vannat Charite. The glories of Srimati Radhika